Chapter 5. Stephanie entered the Domkirke. She was angry that she'd lost the book. She thought it would sell for no more than $50. Instead, some anonymous buyer paid $8,000. Again, somebody knew her business. Maybe it was the person waiting for her. Two men had approached her after the bidding and said all would be explained if she simply walked to the cathedral and found Christian IV's chapel. A service was being held in the nave to her right. Music from a pipe organ banged through the interior. She found the chapel and entered. Waiting for her was a short man with wispy iron-gray hair and a rugged, clean-shaven face. A leather jacket covered his thick chest, and she noticed that his dark eyes cast a cold and suspicious look.
Miss Nell, so good to meet you.
How do you know who I am?
I was well acquainted with your husband's work. He was a great scholar on subjects that interest me.
My husband dealt in many subjects.
Rennes le Château is my main interest. His work on the so-called great secret of that town.
Are you the person who just outbid me?
Not I, which is why I asked to speak with you.
What do you want?
Atop the round tower in Copenhagen is an iron grating, fashioned low so the eye could see the city rooftops. It makes for an easy leap.
She got the message. That man who jumped today worked for you?
He nodded.
Why did he die?
Soldiers of Christ fight the battles of the Lord, fearing no sin from the slaughter of the enemy, nor danger from their own death.
You don't know how to answer a question. He smiled.
I was merely quoting a great theologian who wrote those words 800 years ago, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux.
Who are you?
Why not call me Bernard?
What do you want?
Two things. First, the book we both lost in the bidding, but I recognize you cannot provide that. The second you do have. It was sent to you a month ago.
She kept her face stoic. This was indeed the man who knew her business. And what is that?
Ah, a test. All right. The package sent contained a journal that once belonged to your husband, a personal notebook he kept until his untimely death. Did I pass?
She said nothing.
I want that journal.
Why is it so important?
Many called your husband odd, different. The academic community scoffed at him, but I called him brilliant. He originated the entire modern-day attraction with Rennes le Château. His book, The Treasure at Rennes le Château, sold 5 million copies. Thanks to him, there are now hundreds of volumes on that subject.
What makes you think I have this journal?
We both know that I would have it now, but for the interference of a man named Cotton Malone. I believe he once worked for you.
Doing what?
He seemed to understand her continued challenge.
You are a career official with the United States Justice Department and head a unit known as the Magellan Billet. Cotton Malone worked a number of years for you, but he retired last year and now owns a bookshop in Copenhagen.
The time for pretense was over. Who do you work for?
Myself.
I doubt that.
The notebook, please.
I don't have it.
Does Peter Hansen have it?
I think this conversation is over.
She left the chapel and turned toward the main doors, where she spied two more men with short hair and instantly knew who gave them orders. She glanced back at the man whose name was not Bernard.
There is no place for you to go.
Screw you!
She spun and rushed deeper into the cathedral.